a rocky outcropping behind and to my left. The two combatants paid no attention to me, and I was able to take up a more secure position, climbing a few feet up to peer over the top of the stone formation. The knight did not react as I to the creature's scream, and though it shied, the horse stood its ground, eyes wide and ears pricked. There was no hesitation on the creature's part. As the sound of its voice died away, it sprang, launching several feet into the air and swinging its twin blades at the knight's helm. The first glanced off the man's shield, and the second was met with a ring of steel and a bellow of rage. The horse sidestepped, and the creature, still in forward motion, stumbled slightly, passing to the knight's right. He swung his greatsword down in a deadly arc, and it bit deeply into the creature's shoulder, sending it sprawling. The reprieve was only momentary, but it was enough. I saw his eyes then, cold, dark, hungry for something, but fierce and proud. He cast aside his shield and gripped the haft of a spear, sheathed to his mount's saddle. The two spun as if joined into a single being. The creature had regained its footing, but held only one sword. Its wounded arm hung slack and useless at its side. The knight bellowed and charged. He did not throw the spear, and perhaps it would have been better had he done so. He charged straight at the thing, the tip of his weapon lowered and steady. It stood as if defeated, until the spear was within a foot of its chest. Muscles rippled beneath dark, glittering, scaled skin, and its great tail lashed out. Too late, the man saw it coming. There was no way to avoid the strike, driving sideways into the legs of his mount. The horse screamed and danced to the side, avoiding the brunt of the blow. But the momentum of the moment was passing, and already the thing was moving, blade raised to the attack. The knight did not hesitate. As the horse leaned, skittering out of the way of that monstrous lashing tail, he launched himself from the saddle. Sword forgotten, he gripped the spear in both hands, driving straight into his attacker's advance. It caught the thing off guard, and before it could dodge or strike, the man's weight struck its chest, driving it back and down. The spear pierced the thing's scaly breast and drove into the ground with the sickening sound of crushed bone and spurting blood. The knight grunted, then eased back, wobbling a bit. Grim fluttered and took another peck at my cheek. I started to turn to admonish him to silence. And I saw it. The thing lay very still, or at least the part in the knight's view, but that tail, that coiling, serpentine tail, still moved. Slowly inching its way back from the man standing over it, that deadly appendage grew taut like the strand of a whip. I should have stayed where I was. This was not my fight. I did not know but that the knight would turn on me and run me through as well, but there was no time to hesitate. The sword lay where he'd flung it, and I ran to it in silence. I tried to remember the brief military training of my youth, but those years and that pursuit had grown disastrous. I grabbed the blade, turned, and with a cry of my own, dove forward and brought it down hard against the creature's flesh, half severing the tail and causing it to arch from its feigned throes of death and snarl, reaching for the knight with clawed, leathery hands. The man staggered back, stunned and exhausted. The thing missed him and turned its attention to me. I had overbalanced, the weight of the sword drawing me forward and down. And though the tail had been rendered useless, the back claws were tipped with talon-like nails the length of a spearhead, one cocked and ready to lash out at my back. In that instant, Grim struck. Where he dropped from, I did not see, but he dove directly into the thing's face, drew up at the last second into a short, whirling spin, and drove his talons into a soft, glittering eye. Then the bird was up and gone,